Sunrise Crane, can I help you?
Hey, is Peter around?
Let me check my phone. Who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Taylor. I'm calling here from Cardiff.
Hold on one sec.
This is weak. Oh, I got it. Oh, this is in San Clemente right now. I'm going tomorrow. Leave me alone. I'm tired of your good news.
Hi, this is Pete. May I help you?
Hey, Pete. This is Taylor from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
From where?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff.
Correct.
How many millions do you want to give me?
How many millions do you want?
Whatever I can afford.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I'm calling for. We do equipment financing and working capital. Are you looking at working capital right now?
Yes, I am not.
Yes, you are not. you talk about for future needs, possibly?
Possibly.
Okay. How much are you looking for?
I don't know. When I buy something, I'll know.
Okay. Well, basically...
We're looking at potentially adding on some cranes in the future, but nothing confirmed or solid.
Okay. Not before the end of this year?
Probably not. I don't know. We'd have to order them 6 months in advance.
Okay. Well, if you have a quota invoice for that, we could get you some solid numbers on what we could do. Have you talked to any other banks or your bank about equipment financing?
Yes, I have not.
Yes, you have not.
You like that, don't you? You like that. You're going to remember that, aren't you? Somebody asks you a question. You're going to remember that, aren't you?
It's a very interesting answer. Yes, I will remember it.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Why is everyone so aggressively right now trying to lend money?
Well, I believe this is the prime time for when people are looking for money, especially for equipment, because
you turned the question around.
Oh, sorry. Say it again?
The question is, why is everybody so aggressively right now trying to lend money?
Aggressively trying to lend money? More than other times of the year?
Oh, everybody wants you to take out a loan. Why?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so what I'm trying to say is because towards the end of the year, a lot of businesses...
You turned it around again.
Oh, you're talking about why are we trying to do it?
Are banks trying to make more money? Are the rates not any good? Are loans down? What's going on your business?
No, it's nothing like that. The reason is because it's on the business owner's side is that typically before the end of the year...
Here you go again with that statement.
Well, if you just let me finish, I'm just saying...
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Businesses are trying to bring on equipment to utilize the Section 179, which basically, I'm sure you're aware of it, is a tax write-off.
Correct.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know if they were thinking about it earlier on in the year, but they're definitely thinking about it now.
Yeah, but any small business right now, why would you want to go $500,000 in debt for one piece of equipment and take the whole write-off and blow it for the next 5 years? You want to advertise them.
Okay, well, why would it be blown? It's a 2 to 5 year loan.
They take the whole write-off right away, and the write-off's gone. Why wouldn't you amortize that write-off year to year?
I understand what you're saying, but you know, if they're smart about it, which hopefully they are, they can utilize it to their advantage. And
absolutely, if you got deep pockets, I mean, I'm not sure a small mom-and-pop company that does $2-3 million a year can do that.
Well, you're talking about a piece of equipment that's $500,000. That's very, you know, that's pretty rare in terms of, you know, who we're trying to help out. I mean, if you do need a piece of a $500,000 equipment, we'd be happy to help you.
But that's what a crane costs.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you need. Yeah, how big is the size of your business?
What do you mean, how big?
Like, what was your gross annual sales last year? Just a rough estimate.
Over three.
Over three? Okay. And would you be happy to look at any capital for anything, you know, in terms
you're,
of...
You're
you
back
know,
on
you,
your script again.
You got me. Well, I'm just going to...
As of right now, we haven't ordered anything. It takes 6 months before you can even get a crane. They got to build them. Damn factories don't have any inventory because everybody's doing just in time. That's what's bad.
It's on an as-need basis, huh?
I'm sure it's that with bulldozers and scrapers now. Nobody's got any inventory. Unless you want to go out and buy an old piece of junk.
Which I'm sure you're not willing to do.
Correct.
Awesome. Well, how many cranes do you have in your 20. Fleet right now? 20?
20.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think you can make off one crane, since I'm sure you know, since you have so many?
Make meaning?
Like, you know, how much you make, what's your ROI?
ROI is pretty good. I'm happy.
Pretty good.
Well, the rate fold.
Right. And what do you, have you financed those cranes before? How you pay for it with cash? I'm guessing you finance them, right? Yeah, finance them.
Yeah, of course. Come on. Who wants to use their own money to buy junk?
Exactly what I'm here for. And who did you do that for? Is it through your current bank that you have right now?
We utilize a couple banks. We get the best rates from lenders.
Most definitely. Well, the good thing about us, I don't mean to go back on script, just one of the factors that we have towards our equipment financing program is that we do match or beat policy. So since you've already done a quote or, you know, multiple financing cranes, we could just take that quote or invoice, and if we can't beat it, we'll definitely match it if that's something you're interested in doing. If you can't get an extension.
Why are banks so eager to lend money right now?
I don't know if
I must get five calls a day.
Besides the answer I gave you before, I don't know. Could it be the holiday season? I don't know. Everyone's feeling jolly.
unless banks are not loaning enough money to make a profit.
Well, that's the thing, is like the banks, they want
lenders,
your
business. I should say. Lenders.
You know, yeah, banks want your business, not because they're going to give out line of credit, because they don't make crap on that. It's because they make money off your banking relationships.
Right.
And so that's where we come in, is we, you know, based off our working capital loan, we do it off sales and off credit, and not off credit like your banks do. So we're able to give you more money than your traditional bank will be able to.
So what do you think of that Wells Fargo fiasco?
Please explain a little more.
5,000 employees were hired for setting up fake bank accounts.
Really?
Without people's knowledge. Wells Fargo was on the hook for $192 million.
I'm hoping that's not who you bank with then.
Well, we have accounts with them too. Well,
everyone has accounts with them, yeah.
Yeah, everybody does. Okay, you can shoot me something at pete@sunrisecrane.com, and we're about done. 7.5 minutes is long enough.
Okay, not a problem. PETE@sunrisecrane.com.
Crane.com.
When's a good time I can call you back to see when you're going to be getting that crane or any other needs?
When I'm ready.
When you're ready? So does that mean you're going to contact me?
Oh, if you shoot me an email, I might.
All right. Well, I'll wrap it up here then. Thanks for talking to me, Pete.
Have a good day.
Have a good one, man.